1 Samuel, chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up, and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve you." And Nahash the Ammonite said to them, "On this condition I will make it with you, that all your right eyes be put out, and I will lay it for a reproach on all Israel." And the elders of Jabesh said to him, "Leave us 7 days, that we may send messengers to all the borders of Israel, and then, if there is none to save us, we will come out to you." Then the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul, and spoke these words in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voice, and wept. And, look, Saul came following the oxen out of the field, and Saul said, "What ails the people that they weep?" And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh, and the Spirit of God came mightily on Saul when he heard those words, and his anger was greatly kindled. And he took a yoke of oxen, and cut them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the borders of Israel by the hand of messengers, saying, "Whoever does not come forth after Saul and after Samuel, so it will be done to his oxen." And the dread of Yahweh fell on the people, and they came out as one man. And he numbered them in Bezek, and the sons of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said to the messengers who came, "Thus you will say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, 'Tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you will have deliverance.'" And the messengers came and told the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you will do with us all that seems good to you." And it was so on the next day, that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and struck the Ammonites until the heat of the day, and it came to pass, that those who remained were scattered, so that not two of them were left together. And the people said to Samuel, "Who is he that said, 'Will Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death.'" And Saul said, "There will not be a man put to death this day, for today Yahweh has wrought deliverance in Israel." Then said Samuel to the people, "Come, and let us go to Gilgal, and renew the kingdom there." And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before Yahweh in Gilgal, and there they offered sacrifices of peace offerings before Yahweh, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.